这是我们最后的一堂。
This is our last session.
我尽量不超过一点钟。
I try my best not to use more than 1 hour.
所以请弟兄姊妹安心。
So please be settled.
请我们看约翰福音第十五章。
Gospel of John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章
Gospel of John chapter 15
我们从第一节念起
We'll read from verse 1
念到第十一节
Through 11
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树我父是栽培的人
I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman
凡是我不结果子的枝子他就剪去凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多
As to every branch in me not bearing fruit he takes it away and as to everyone bearing fruit he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了
Ye are already clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you
你们要藏在我里面我也藏在你们里面枝子若不藏在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子你们若不藏住在我里面也是这样
Abide in me and I in you As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine Thus neither can you unless you abide in me
我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么
I am the vine you are the branches he that abides in me and I in him he bears much fruit for without me you can do nothing
人若不藏在我里面就像枝子丢在外面枯干人拾起来仍在火里烧了
unless anyone abide in me he is cast out as the branch and is dried up and they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned
你们若藏在我里面我的话也藏在你们里面凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
If you abide in me and my word abide in you you shall ask what you will and it will come to pass for you
你们多结果子我父就因此得荣耀你们也就是我的门徒了
In this is my Father glorified, and you bear much fruit, and you shall become disciples of mine.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you shall keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love. And I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐盛在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have spoken these things to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be full.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主我们是在感谢赞美你
Lord we really thank you and praise you
你带领我们一直到这最后的一堂
You have led us to this last session
一切都是怜悯一切都是恩典
All is grace all is mercy
我们求你祝福你的话语
We ask that you bless your own word
叫你的话语在我们里面成为灵成为生命
So your word can become in us spirit and life
奉主耶稣的名
In the name of Lord Jesus
Amen.
Amen.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
神把他一切的丰盛都居住在基督的里面。
The all fullness of God dwells in Christ.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住。在基督的里面
The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily
神为什么要这样做呢
Why God does it
因为神要我们能得着他一切的丰盛。
Because God wants us to appropriate all the riches.
我记得有这样的一个故事。
I remember a story.
从前有一个人，他是非常富有的。
There was a very rich man in the past.
在当时的时候的富有，乃是牛羊，和田地。
At that time, riches means ox and the sheep and the land.
这一个人他有许多的田地。
And this man has much land.
他有许多的牛羊和各种的牲畜。
And many ox and the sheep and the all other animals.
他也有许多的仆人、奴隶和婢女。
And he has servants, bondmen, and maids.
但是他只有一个儿子。
But he has only one son.
他的儿子就被他送到外国去念书。
His son was sent over, overseas to study.
当他的儿子在外国念书的时候，
When his son was a student outside,
这个父亲就得了重病。
And his father was sick.
他已经病得快要过去。
And to the extent almost to die.
所以他赶快就通知他的儿子。
So he quickly sent his son.
叫他的儿子赶快就回来。
And ask his son to come home quickly.
但是他很怕他的儿子回来来不及。
But he's afraid that his son will not come back in time.
所以他就请了一个律师来。
So he asked a lawyer.
来立了一个遗嘱。
To establish a will.
盼望说，如果他的儿子见不到他面的时候。
Hoping in case if his son cannot see him,
那么就可以照着遗嘱来执行。
Then things can be done according to his will.
果然到他儿子赶回来的时候，
Indeed, when his son arrived home,
这个父亲已经离开了世界。
This father has passed away from home.
所以等丧事结束之后，
So after the funeral,
这一个律师就召集家里所有的人。
The lawyer.Asked everybody in the family to come.
他在那里要把这个遗嘱要读出来。
And he wants to read the will.
所以所有的人都聚集在那个屋子的里面。
So all the family gathered in that room.
他的儿子在那里。
His son was there.
他许多的奴隶都在那里。
His bondmen were there.
都在那里等候这个遗嘱。
They were waiting for the will to be read.
律师就读这个遗嘱。
And the lawyer started to read.
遗嘱是这样写的。
And this is what the will said.
他说，我要把我所有的产业。
I'm going to give all my property.
我整个的产业。
My whole property.
不管是哪一类的产业。
No matter what kind.
我要把我所有的产业。
I want to give all my property.
都给我的管家。
To my steward.
然后呢？
Then,
我要让我的儿子在我管家身上来取产业中的任何的一件。
But then I want my son to have the right to take from my steward any part of my property.
那当这个遗嘱读出来的时候，
When the will was read,
当然这个儿子非常的失望。
Although the son, of course, the son was disappointed.
他是独生的儿子。
And he is the only son.
他盼望他的父亲把所有的产业都给他。
He hoped his father would give him all the property.
但是他父亲把产业都给了这个管家。
But the father gave the estate to the steward.
儿子允许他在所有的产业中来拣一件而已。
And only allow him to pick one thing in the estate.
如果他有牛，他就没有羊。
If he wants ox, he would not have sheep.
如果他要房子，就没有田地。
If he wanted a house, he would not have the field.
所以他觉得父亲恐怕临终的时候脑子有一点不清楚了。
So this son felt his father must be out of his mind before he died.
他非常的忧伤。
And he was very sad.
这个时候律师就在他的耳朵里头轻轻地说了一句话。
And the lawyer whispered to his ear.
当这一句话说出来的时候，儿子的脸就笑起来了。
And when that word was said, the son's face brightened up.
他说，我要遵从我父亲的遗嘱。
He said, I want to abide by my father's will.
他允许我在所有的产业中就拣一件。
He promised me to pick one thing out of his estate.
我现在要来捡了。
Now I am to pick now.
我捡这个管家。
And I pick the steward.
因为这个管家也是一个奴隶。
Because this steward is also a servant.
也是产业中的一部分。
It is a part of the estate.
当他得做管家的时候，他就得做了一切了。
When he got the steward, he got all things.
因为这个父亲，他愿意把一切所有的都要给他的儿子。
Because the father was willing to give all he had.To the son.
他没有办法把一件一件都记下来。
He was not able to list everything.
他很怕他漏掉了一些什么东西。
And he was afraid he would miss something.
所以他就立了这样一个遗嘱。
Therefore, he established this will.
我想弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这里我们看见神为什么把他所有的丰富都藏在基督里呢？
Here we see why God put all his riches in Christ.
因为他怕漏掉了一些什么恩典给我们。
Because he is afraid he may miss some grace to you, to me.
他把他一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
He put all the riches in Christ bodily.
我们如果拣选基督的话，
If we choose Christ,
我们的一样的好处都不漏掉。
We will not miss any part of the goodness.
这个就是神奇妙的大爱。
And this is the wonderful love of God.
我们在第二天早晨也谈到，我们怎样能进到基督里面去。
And the second morning we mentioned how we could enter into Christ.
我们知道在约翰福音里面，
We know that in John's Gospel,
有一个字就是信这一个字。
There's a word which is
believe.
Believe.
这个字在约翰福音里头用了很多。
This word has been used many times in John's Gospel.
但是当约翰福音用这个信这个字的时候，
But when this word is used in John's Gospel,
在原文里头，它这个后面还加了一个字。
In the original language, there is a suffix in the word.
那一个字如果用中文的话来讲，就是入。
And that word in Chinese, if you translate into ordinary language, it means in.
Into. 所以约翰福音里头那个信啊，常常是意思信入的意思。
So in John's Gospel, when he talked about belief, he normally talks about belief into.
我们不但是在那里信。
Not only we believe.
信这一位主耶稣基督。
To believe this Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们信的时候，我们是信入基督。
When we believe him, we are believed into him.
我们信的时候，神就把我们放在基督的里面去了。
When we believe him, God put us in him.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们所有信主耶稣的人，
So dear brothers and sisters, today all the believers,
我们都是在基督里。
We are all in Christ.
神已经把我们从亚当里面牵出来。
God has already taken us out of Adam,
把我们放在基督的里面，
and put us in Christ.
因着主耶稣的死，我们像亚当死了。
Because the death of Christ of Lord Jesus, we are dead to Adam.
因着主耶稣的复活，我们今天是活在基督的里面了。
Because the resurrection of Lord Jesus, today we live in Christ.
因此我们看见。
Therefore we see,
神在基督里已经把天上各样属灵的祝福都赐给了我们。
God has given in Christ to us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
好像我们弟兄下午所讲的，
As our brother already said in the afternoon,
神对亚伯拉罕说，你举目东西南北去看去。
God said to Abraham, raise your eyes to see East, West, North, and South.
你所看见的都是你的。
Whatever you see is yours.
都赐给你了。
And all is given to you.
又像摩西，神带领他到了山上。
As God also brought Moses to the mountain.
叫他看见神赐给以色列人的迦南美地。
To see the land of Canaan that God has given to Israel.
神说，这些我都是要给以色列人。
God said, all this I will give to Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们昨天早晨在这里看见，
Yesterday morning we saw,
神在基督里，
God in Christ
曾已经把天上所有属灵的福气都赐给了我们
has already given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places
这些都是我们的
all this is ours
那么今天早晨我们愿意再进一步地说
this morning I would like to move one step further
一切神的丰盛都在基督里
all the riches of God is in Christ
神也把我们放在基督里
God has also put us in Christ
神也在基督里已经把所有天上的祝福都给了我们了
and in Christ God has also have already given us all the spiritual blessings in heaven
神说这一切都是你们的
God said all this is yours
那么现在
now
我们要怎样去享受它
How do we appropriate it?
我们怎样来经历在基督里这一切的丰富
How do we experience all the riches in Christ?
好像以色列的百姓
As the people of Israel
神把迦南地已经赐给了他们
God had already given them the land of Canaan
现在神说你们要进去
Now God said you have to enter
凡是你们脚所踏的地就是属于你们的
and everything that the sole of your foot step on is yours
这个地已经是他们的了
and this land is already theirs
但是他们不能经历这个地的丰富
but they were not able to experience the riches of the land
只等到他们把脚就踏在那个地上
until their foot is on the ground
所以今天在我们基督徒的身上也是如此
Today this is the same for us Christians
神已经在基督里把所有的丰富都给了我们
God has already given us all the riches in Christ
但是现在神说你们要进去要去自取去得着
But God said now you have to enter and you have to gain it
我们要用约翰第十五章主耶稣的话来做一个底子
We would like to use the John chapter 15, the word of our Lord Jesus, as a basis.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜
The night our Lord was betrayed.
他与他的门徒有吃了逾越节的筵席
And he and his disciples had the Passover dinner.
并且他也设立了我们今天所纪念的这一个桌子
And he also established the table that today that we celebrate.
他与他的门徒讲最后的那一番的话语
and he has his last word to his disciples
他要给他门徒看见他与他门徒一个新的关系
he wanted to show his disciples there's a new relationship between him and them
当他在世界上的时候
when he was on earth
我们的主耶稣是他们的父子
our Lord Jesus was their rabbi
我们的主耶稣在那里教训他们
and our Lord Jesus taught them
但是他与他门徒的关系都是旁边的关系
but his relationship with his disciples are sideways
现在主要给他们看见
but now the Lord wants to show them
他要去
he is going to leave
但是他去了之后
but after he leaves
他回来的时候
when he returns
他与他们的关系是一种新的关系
his relationship with them is a new one
不是在旁边的关系
it's no longer the sideway relationship
乃是在里面的关系
but it is inside
所以他就说我是真葡萄树
so he says I am the true vine
我父是栽培的人
my father is the husbandman
我是葡萄树
I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
在这里我们看见有一个字叫做是。
Here we see,
M,
the word M.
或者说 you are.
You are.
所以在这里我们看见有这样一个是这一个字。
Here we see a word, special word, am.
什么时候你在圣经上看见是
Anytime you see in the Bible this word am,
你就知道这一个是真理
You know that this is the truth.
这一个是神在基督里所已经为我们做成的
This is something that God has already done. In
这一个是永远不改变的
And this will never change.
主耶稣说我是葡萄树
And Lord Jesus said I am the vine
当我们的主道成肉身来到地上的时候
When word become flesh Our Lord Jesus came to this earth
他就是这个真的葡萄树
He is that true vine
而我们呢
and we,
我们乃是枝子,
we are the branches.
葡萄树和枝子,
the vine and the branches,
是联合为一的,
are one.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里我们要看见,
here we see,
今天我们不是与神格联合,
we are not united or one with Godhead.
我们乃是与道成肉身的神的儿子联合,
but we are united with the Son of God, the one, the Word becoming flesh.
我们不是与神格联合, 叫我们成为神,
it is not that we are united with Godhead so that we are God.
我们乃是与 道成肉身神的儿子联合,
but we are united with the incarnate Son of God.
这个联合叫我们能享受神格的丰富,
that unity allows us to enter into the riches of Godhead.
我盼望弟兄姊妹在这里要很清楚,
so I hope the brothers and sisters would be very clear about this point.
我们与神的联合,
and our unity with God,
不是在神格上的联合,
it is not unity with the Godhead.
如果这样的话, 我们也多了神了,
if that's the case, then we became God.
我们永远是人,
we are forever man.
唯有神是神,
only God is God.
我们永远是人,
we are forever man.
但是虽然这样,
although this is the case,
我们却能在生命上与他联合,
but we can be united to him in life.
我们与他道成肉身的爱子来联合,
and we are united with the beloved Son that is incarnate.
因为所有神的丰富都在他儿子的里面,
because all the riches of God is in his Son.
所以当我们与他儿子联合的时候,
therefore when we are united with his Son,
我们就能享受神一切的丰富,
we can enjoy all the riches of God.
真理是不变的,
truth cannot change.
真理是绝对的,
truth is absolute.
换一句话说,
in another word,
不管我们的光景怎样,
no matter what conditions we are in,
我们不能改变真理,
we cannot change the truth.
我们不能改变神在基督里说我们完成的,
we cannot change what God has already done for us in Christ.
他是葡萄树,
he is the vine.
我们是枝子,
we are the branches.
这个乃是绝对的,
and that cannot change.
如果弟兄姊妹,
but if brothers and sisters,
我们对这句话有启示的话,
if we have the revelation about this word,
我们弟兄, 昨天晚上就提到启示这件事,
and our brother last night talked about revelation,
我们如果对这句话有启示的话,
if we have revelation on this word,
在我们的生命中就有极大的变化,
and there will be a great change in our life.
你知道约翰15章葡萄树这一个事情,
you know this matter of vine in chapter 15,
教会的历史上,
in the history of the church,
有一个典型的一个榜样,
there is a typical example.
那个典型的榜样就是戴德森他的故事,
that typical example is the story of Hudson Taylor.
我们中国人与戴德森有很大的关系,
we Chinese are very much related to brother Hudson Taylor.
虽然戴德森是一个英国人,
although Hudson Taylor is a British man,
但是神呼召他到中国去传道,
but God called him to preach gospel in China.
福音传到中国内地是从戴德森开始的,
the gospel was preached to inland China started with Hudson Taylor.
他年轻的时候就把自己献给主,
when he was young, he offered himself to the Lord.
他就准备他自己到中国去传道,
he prepared himself to go to China to preach the gospel.
他到了中国,
when he arrived in China,
普通的宣教士都是在通商的海口,
and ordinary missionaries would stay in the seaports,
都在租界的里面,
they actually live in the concessions.
但是戴德森他觉得,
But Hudson Taylor felt,
他如果要传福音给中国人的话，
if he wants to bring gospel to the Chinese,
他必定要进到中国人中间去。
He has to enter to live with the Chinese people.
所以他就从租界就搬到中国地界。
So he moved out of the concession into where the Chinese people live.
他觉得说要对中国人传福音，
he feels if he wants to preach gospel to the Chinese,
他一定要像一个中国人，
he has to look like a Chinese.
所以那个时候中国人有辫子的，
so actually he got it
pigtail.
他
也生了一个辫子，
and he also got a pigtail.
也穿了中国人的衣服，
and he also had the Chinese garment.
他学习过生活像中国人一样，
and he learned to live a life like a Chinese.
他在那里工作了几年，
and he worked several years.
他也有同工与他一同做工，
he also have co-workers working with him.
像这样一个爱主的人，
and such a person that loved God.
但是几年之后，
but after several years,
他里面有一个深的感觉，
there is a deep feeling inside.
他觉得说他自己在神里面前软弱，
he feels that he is actually weak before God.
他觉得在神面前他有许多的缺点，
he feels he has much shortcomings before God.
如果他没有一个得胜的生活，
if he does not have a victorious life,
他怎么能把福音传给中国人呢？
How can he bring gospels to the Chinese people?
所以他在神面前迫切地寻求，
therefore he seek before the Lord.
他禁食祷告，
and he fast and pray.
他读主的话语，
he read the word of God.
他盼望能进到那一个得胜的生活里头去。
He hoped that he could enter into that victorious life.
但是好几个月，
but after many months,
他虽然这样努力地寻求，
although he worked so hard,
他还是觉得没有得着，
and he felt he still did not get it.
他心里在那里想，
and he was thinking,
我们的主乃是丰富的，
our Lord is rich.
我们的主是有能力的，
our Lord is powerful.
我们的主是得胜的，
our Lord is victorious.
如果我能从主的身上来支取他的能力的话，
if I can draw from my Lord,
从他的身上支取他的丰富，
draw from the Lord his riches, his power,
这样我的生活就要有极大的改变，
and then my life will be changed.
但是我怎样能与我的主接触呢？
But how can I come in contact with my Lord?
他说一定要有信心，
he said I must have faith.
所以他就祷告信心，
and therefore he prayed for faith,
求神给我信心，
asking God to give me faith,
叫我能连于基督，
so that I can be connected to
the Christ, 这样就可以支取他的丰富，
and then he can draw the riches from him.
但是怎么祷告信心也不来，
but no matter how he prayed, faith did not come.
当他在这样寻求的时候，
when he was seeking,
有一天，
one day,
他在那里读约翰第十五章，
he was reading John chapter 15.
他读到第四节的时候，
when he come to verse 4,
第五节的时候，
verse 5,
主说我是葡萄树，
the Lord said, I am the vine,
你们是枝子，
you are the branches.
忽然神开了他的眼睛，
suddenly God opened his eyes.
他在那里说，
he said,
我是在那里求主，
and I am seeking the Lord.
求主让我能连于基督，
I'm asking the Lord so that I can be connected to
Christ. 但是主告诉我说我已经连于他了，
but the Lord tells me I have already been connected to
him. 他是葡萄树，
he is the vine.
我是枝子，
I am the branch.
我已经在他里面了，
I'm already in him.
他也已经在我里面了，
he is already in me.
凡是他的都是我的，
whatever is his is mine.
我不必求，
I do not have to
beg. 这个就是我的，
because this is already mine.
我可以安息在神的真理的上面，
I can rest in the truth of God.
当他这样看见的时候，
when he see it this way,
他整个的人起了个极大的变化，
his whole life is changed.
所以如果你读戴德生的传记的话，
so if you read the biography of Hudson Taylor,
里头有一章他的题目叫 The Exchanged Life, 这个更换的 生命。
There is one chapter which says Exchanged Life.
不是你自己的生命变改变改进，
it is not the improvement of your life.
不是你自己的生命加一点力量，
it's not a little bit of power added to your life.
乃是换了一个生命，
but you are a changed life.
不再是我，乃是基督，
no longer I but Christ.
你与基督已经连在一起，
you are already being connected with Christ.
这是一个事实，
and this is a truth.
我们要用信心来接受这个事实，
we have to accept this fact with faith.
启示就给我们这一个信心。
Revelation gives us this faith.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
主在这里也给我们看见。
Here the Lord also shows us.
如果我们真要经历在他里面的丰富,
if we really want to experience the riches in him,
除了我们信之外,
in addition to faith,
我们还得来顺服。
We also have to obey.
在我们中文的圣经里面
In the Chinese Bible
我们在约翰第十五章里面
John chapter 15
有一个字
There is a word
这一个字叫做若
The word is if
在第四节里头
verse 4
最后一句
The last part
你们若不藏在我里面也是这样。
It says, if you are not, if you do not, unless you abide in me.
英文用 unless, 这就是 if.
It's if.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人若不藏在我里面。
Now, if anyone does not abide in me.
第七节。
And verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面。
If you abide in me.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令
If you shall keep my commandments
什么时候你在圣经里头看见这个若字
And anytime you see in the Bible this word if
那就是表明这一段的圣经是提到经历的问题
And that says that this passage in the Bible speaks about experience
如果圣经里头你找到一个是这个字
if you find the word if in the Bible,
那就是主旨那就是执着真理说的
that refers to the truth
如果你看见这个若的字就是执着经历说的
if you see this word am that refers to the truth if you see the word ifThat refers to the experience.
我想读圣经的时候，你这个很重要的。
And I think when you read the Bible, this is very important.
因为这个真理和经历这两个东西，你要看清楚。
Because the truth and experience, you have to see both of them clearly.
经历，真理是绝对的。
Truth is absolute.
经历是相对的。
Experience is relative.
真理是不改变的
Truth does not change
经历是思辨可翻的
And Experience could change
真理乃是神在基督里所已经做成的
Truth is what God has already done in Christ
经历是圣灵今天在我们里面要来做成的
Experience is what the Holy Spirit is going to do today in us
真理和经历应当是一致的
The truth and experience should be consistent.
没有真理，如果有经历的话，这个就是假冒错误。
If you do not have truth but only have experience, this is error.
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit.
如果你有真理没有经历这个就是一文字句这是死的
If you only have truth but not have experience this is only letter this is dead
经历应当根据真理
The experience should be according to the truth
如果你真是看见了真理就应当有经历出来
If you have truly seen the truthThen you should have the experience.
如果你说你看见了真理而没有相当的经历，表明说你还没有启示。
If you said you have seen the truth, but you do not really have the experience, it says you do not really have the revelation.
所以在约翰十五章里头，他就从真理就讲到经历的那一边去了。
So John 15 starts from truth and then it will lead us into the experience.
许多的人他断章取义
And often people take things out of context.
他读了约翰福音就在那里说一个人得救了可以不得救的
And some when he reads the gospel of John and he says when one who has already been saved can still not be saved.
因为这里说，凡属我不结果子的，就把它剪去。
Because it says, if you belong to me, but you do not bear fruit, then you should be cut out.
并且还要丢在火里烧了。
And be burned in the fire.
那是不是说一个人得救了，之后可以沉沦呢？
And does it mean that after one is saved, he could fall?
得救了之后可以不得救呢？
And after he is saved, he can be unsaved?
如果你要断章取义的话，什么道理都可以讲的。
If you want to take things out of context, you can say anything.
所以英文里头有一句话非常的好。
So in English, there's a good word.
我先用英文说一遍。
I'll speak in English.
A text out of context is a pretext.
You heard it.
一个经文呢
a text
如果不是根据它的上下文的话
if it is taken out of context
那就是断章取义
it is pretext
所以弟兄姊妹我们读约翰十五章的时候
so brothers and sisters when we read John 15
我们要记得说主不是在那里讲得救的问题
we have to remember that GodThat the Lord is not talking about being saved or not.
他对什么人在那里讲话呢?
And who is he speaking to?
他对他是一个门徒在那里讲话。
He is speaking to the 11 disciples.
这是一个门徒是属于他的。
And these 11 disciples belong to him.
并且就说你们因着我的话已经洁净了。
And the Lord already said, you have already been cleaned because of my word.
约翰十五章不是讲得救不得救的问题。
And John chapter 15 does not speak about being saved or not.
约翰十五章是讲结果子的问题。
John chapter 15 talks about bearing fruit.
结什么果子呢
？Bearing what fruit?
就是结出真葡萄树的果子来。
The fruit of the true vine.
那就是说结出圣灵的果子来。
And that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
就是说信他的人在他们的身上要显出基督的美德来。
It is the believer from them.It should flow out the virtue, the beauty of Christ.
主的生命
the life of Christ
在他们里面
in them
要成熟
has to mature
结出基督的性格来
and bring forth the character of Christ
叫神能得着满意
so that God is pleased.
这是约翰十五章里头所讲的东西
and this is the emphasis of chapter 15.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里你要注意
So brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
我们再来看第五节
verse 5.
我是葡萄树
I am the vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
我们说这是真理
We say this is the truth.
已成的事实
Already done.
永远不改变的
Never change.
你是枝子
You are the branches.
主是葡萄树
The Lord is the vine.
连下去
And what follows?
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
He that abides in me, I in him.
立刻你在这里看见那个次序就改变了。
Here you see the order is changed.
上面说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Originally it says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
主在前面，你在后面。
The Lord first, you second.
因为他是葡萄树
Because he is the vine
所以你今天才是枝子
And then that because of that you are the branches
如果主不道成肉身来到地上的话
If the Lord did not come onto this earth
如果地上没有这一棵葡萄树的话
If on this earth there were no such vine
那么就没有你也没有我
And then there would not be you nor I
我们不会是枝子
And we would not be the branches.
但是因为主是葡萄树
But because the Lord is the vine.
所以我们就是枝子了
Therefore we are the branches.
And 我们是枝子我们并没有做什么
And when we are the branches, we did nothing.
And 我们不是从外面加进去的
It is not that we were planted onto it.
我们从里面生出来的
We grew from inside.
一切都是主所做的
Everything was done by the Lord.
我们是蒙了恩典
And we have only received grace.
但是底下一句话
But then the word follows.
他说
He said,
常在我里面的
He that abides in me.
我也常在他里面
I in him.
这个次序颠倒了
And now the order has changed.
你在这里看见说，你如果藏在我里面。
So here you see, if you abide in me,
我就藏在你里面。
Then I will abide in you.
换一句话说，现在你在前面了，他在后面。
And in another word, you are the first and he is the second.
你如果藏在他里面，
If you abide in him,
他就藏在你里面。
Then he abides in you.
你如果不藏在他里面，
If you do not abide in him,
他就不藏在你里面。
Then he does not abide in you.
那这个责任是谁的责任呢？
Whose responsibility is it?
这个责任必然你的责任。
This is your responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹你要看见，
Therefore brothers and sisters,
我们讲到真理的时候，主负责。
When we talk about truth, God, the Lord is responsible.
讲到经历的时候，你要负责。
When we talk about experience, you have to be responsible.
你的主动的。
You have to take active.
要藏在主里面。
Abide in him.
然后他就藏在你里面。
Then he will abide in you.
这样你就多结果子了。
Then you bring much fruit.
在基督里
in Christ
和藏在基督里
and abide in Christ
是两个不同的东西。
There are two different things.
在基督里
in Christ
神把我们放在基督里。
God put us in Christ.
你已经在基督里了。
You are already in Christ.
藏在基督里
To abide in Christ.
这个英文的 abide, 我们可以说常常住在基督里头。
And we can say, always live in Christ.
因为这个字的意思就是说 make your home in Christ, 在基督里成家。
It says make home in Christ.
你住家在基督里面。
And you find home, live in Christ.
好像什么呢？好像在这里有一个家。
As if here is a home.
神已经给你预备了。
God has already prepared for you.
你已经生在这个家里头了。
And you are born into this home.
但是呢，
And but,
你不常常住在家里头。
But if you don't dwell in this house.
你常常跑到家里外面去了。
You often go out of the house.
好像这个浪子啊，他离开了他父亲的家。
As the prodigal son who gone away from house.
他到远方去了。
And he went far away.
他以为在远方有快乐。
He thought he could find happiness away.
在家里太拘束了。
And in the house, it was too much rules.
结果你知道，他耗尽一切所有的。
Then he wasted away all he had.
又碰到饥荒。
And then he met famine.
连猪吃的豆头架也没有吃。
He couldn't eat what the pig eat.
这个就是离开家的那个悲惨。
And this is the misery of leaving home.
他就想起来，我要回到家里去。
And then he thought, I want to go home.
我父亲家里口粮有余。
In my father's house, there is abundance.
仆人都吃得满足的。
Even the servants can be fed.
我要回到家里去。
I want to go to my father's
house. 回到家里情形完全不同了。
And when he went home, the whole situation is different.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们也是一样。
The same with us.
神已经为我们预备了一个家了。
God has already prepared for us.
我们也生在这个家里头。
And we were born into this house.
我们是享受家里的肥牛犊了。
And we enjoy the fat cow of this home.
我们享受家里上好的袍子。
And we enjoy the good garment.
我们享受家里的戒指。
We enjoy the ring of this house.
我们享受家里的鞋子。
And we have the shoes from the house.
这个都是在家里头的享受。
All these are the enjoyment for home.
我们应当欢欢喜喜的乖乖地住在家里头。
We should happily and contentedly live in the house.
但是很多的时候，我们总认为外面比家里好。
But oftentimes we think outside is better than home.
我们像浪子一样出去了。
We are like prodigal sons, straying out.
不常住在家里头。
And do not abide in home.
不常住在基督的里面。
And do not abide in Christ.
我从前已经说过了。
I said before.
在真理上来讲。
In truth.
你是在基督里。
You are in Christ.
你是永远在基督里。
You are forever in Christ.
你没有办法从基督里出来的。
You cannot come out of Christ.
你也没有办法回到亚当里去。
You cannot go back to Adam.
但是。
But.
就说经历来讲。
According to experience.
你可以常住在基督里。
You can dwell in Christ.
你也可以不常住在基督里。
You also can dwell outside of Christ.
所以在经历上，你会好像离开家一样。
So in experience, you could feel you are out of home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
主既然把我们放在基督里面
God has put us in Christ
我们就应见应当欢欢喜喜地常住在基督的里面
We should find home in Christ happily
我们应当与我们的主有甜美的交通
We should have sweet fellowship with our Lord
我们应当以主为我们的满足
We should consider ChristAs our satisfaction.
我们应当除了基督之外没有其他的追求
We should not seek anything outside Christ
这是理所当然的
And this is what we should do
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
有的时候我们不是这样
Sometimes we're not so
所以圣经告诉我们说
Therefore Bible tells us
有的枝子它不结果子
Some branches do not bear fruit
如果我们是葡萄树的枝子
If we are branches of the vine
它就应当结果子
Then the branch should bring fruit
因为这是很自然的事情
Because this is a very natural thing
不是枝子会结果子
It is not the branch would bring fruit
是树树结果子
It's the vine that produces
是树里面的那个生命供流到枝子的里面去
It is the life of the vine flowing into the branch
叫这个枝子能生出来
so that the branch can bear fruit
所以你也看见我们也是这样
so the same with us
不是我们能结圣灵的果子
it is not us who can bring forth the fruit of the spirit
是主的生命在我们里面结出这个果子来
it is the life of the Lord in us that brings this fruit
但是它是从我们身上来结出这个果子
but the fruit is brought forthFrom us.
这个是很自然的事情
This is a very natural thing.
一个基督徒应当活出基督来
A Christian should live out Christ
这是理所当然的
And this is a thing of course
如果一个枝子它不结果子的话
If a branch which does not produce fruit
这个是反自然的事情
And this is not natural
反常的事情
It is unusual
所以基督徒也是这样
The same with Christians
我们基督徒应当活出基督来
We Christians should live out Christ
如果不活出基督的话
If we do not live out Him
这是反常的基督徒
And this is unnatural
这是不正常的基督徒
This is an abnormal Christian
但是可惜今天不正常的比正常的更多
But regrettably todayWe have more abnormal Christians than normal Christians.
在我们个人的身上也是这样。
This is the same with us individually.
我们不正常的时候比我们正常的时候还要多。
And our time of being abnormal is longer than our time being normal.
一个枝子在葡萄树上为什么不结果子呢？
Why a branch in the vine does not produce fruit?
也许在这个枝子里面那个通这个养料的那一个管呢失住了
Maybe the channel that let the nutrition go through is stuck
也许有虫子在那里做了窝了
Maybe there's some insect that have take root there
外面还连在那里
And outside is still connected
里面已经不通了
But inside is stuck
如果这样的话
If that's the case
这个枝子就不能结果子了
Then the branch could not bring fruit
或者这个枝子折断了
Maybe this branch is broken.
虽然折了，还没有完全断。
Maybe it's broken but not totally off.
还挂在那里。
And still hanging there.
但是这个养料走不过去了。
But the nutrition could not get there.
所以它就不结果子。
Therefore, it does not bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们是属于葡萄树。
And we belong to the vine.
但是有的时候
，but sometimes
我们里面有拦阻。
There is a block inside.
或者有罪不肯承认。
Maybe there's a sin that we do not confess.
或者有世界爱慕不肯放弃。
There may be a love to the world that we are not willing to give up.
或者我们的肉体不肯钉十字架。
Maybe our flesh refused to be crucified.
或者我们这个己在那里阻挡了主的生命。
Maybe ourselfhindered the life of Christ.
或者呢，我们遭遇了一点的事情。
Maybe there's something happened to our life.
我们应着主就跌倒了。
And we stumble because of the Lord.
我们说为什么主应许这样的事情临到我身上？
Why the Lord allowed this to happen to me?
为什么主不听我的祷告？
Why the Lord does not answer my prayer?
为什么主不拯救我？
Why the Lord does not deliver me?
为什么主不早一点提醒我？
Why does the Lord did not remind me earlier?
让我落到这样的地步。
So that I fall into this trouble.
那你就是好像一个枝子把它折了。
Then you are just like a branch broken.
主的生命通不过去。
The life of the Lord cannot pass through.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果这样的话。
That's the case.
你就不能结果子。
You cannot bring fruit.
失去了神在你身上的目的。
You have lost the purpose that God has on you.
但是如果枝子结果子的话，
But if the branch bears fruit,
他就要修理干净。
Then the Lord will prune it.
你知道在所有修理的上面恐怕葡萄树的修理是最drastic 是最厉害的、
actually among all the pruning of the trees maybe the pruning of the vine is the most drastic
等到这个园丁啊把这个葡萄树啊一 prune 的时候啊简直好像什么都没有了
when the gardener pruned the vine it seems nothing was left
但是他这样修理叫他结果子更多
but such pruning causes the vine to bring even more fruit
为什么神在我们身上做那么多的 pruning 的工作
why God did so much pruning on us
他的目的是要你结果子更多
the purpose is for you to bring to bear more fruit
我们怎么知道我这个人是常住在主里面呢
How do I know if I abide in the Lord?
有什么现象呢
What's the phenomenon?
这里告诉我们说
Here we see
你们若常在我里面
If you abide in me
我的话也常在你们里面
My word abide in you
这里的话不是 Logos 这里的话是 Rhema
The word here is not logos, it is rhema.
不是客观的道理。
It's not objective doctrine.
乃是圣灵把神的话语直接对你说话。
But the Holy Spirit takes the word of God to speak to you directly.
如果你常住在主里面的话，
If you abide in the Lord always,
主在你里面一定对你说话。
Then the Lord in you will speak to you.
如果你听不见主的话了
If you cannot hear the word of the Lord.
不是在那里说我要去翻翻圣经了
And then it's not that you just go turn to the Bible.
有的人要明白神的旨意
And some wants to know the will of God.
就闭了眼睛做一个祷告
They close their eyes and pray.
把圣经打开
And open the Bible.
手点在那里
And put your finger somewhere.
那里就是神的话
And that's the word of God.
那如果你点到犹大出去吊死了
And then when you hit Judas went out being hanged.
那你怎么办？
Then what would you do?
你说这个不对。
You said no, this cannot be.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你常住在主里面的话，
if you abide in the Lord,
主会对你说话。
The Lord will speak to you.
在你灵的深处，你听见他的声音。
And in the depth of your spirit,
这样你无论求什么，
and no matter what you ask,
他都要答应你。
He will answer.
因为你所求的都是照着他的旨意求的。
Because you are asking according to his will.
你怎么知道你常住在主里面呢？
How do you know you abide in the Lord?
主说。
The Lord said.
你们要常住在我的爱里面。
You have to abide in my love.
如果我们常住在主里面的话。
If you abide in the Lord.
我们就常常住在主的爱里面。
We abide in his love.
主的爱一直在里面激励我们。
The love of the Lord constrained us.
这个就是证明我们常住在主里面。
And that proves that we abide in Him.
这样的话，我们要多结果子。
Then we will bring more fruit.
我们怎样能常住在主里面呢？
How can we abide in the Lord?
这个秘诀在什么地方呢？
What is the secret?
如果我们看约翰一书第一章，
If we see
第二章，
First John chapter 2,
第二十四节和二十七节。
24 through 27.
在这里给我们看见两件事。
Here we see two things.
二十四节。
24.
论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的常存在你心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在主里面，也必住在父里面。
As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you also shall abide in the Son and in the Father.
第一，我们要把主的话放在心里。
First, we have to let the word of God abide in us.
我们把主的话丰丰富富地藏在心里头。
Now we store the word of God richly in us.
这一个是叫我们能常住在主里面的。
And this allows us to abide in the Lord.
27节
,Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按照这恩膏的教训常住在主里面。
And yourselves, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you as to all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
外面有圣经主的话。
On the outside, there is the word of God.
你要存在心里。
And you have to take that in your heart.
里面有圣灵内住。
Inside there is the indwelling spirit.
他是恩膏。
And he is the anointing.
他要教训我们。
And he shall teach us.
他怎样教训我们？
How does he teach us?
他就是用主的话来教训我们。
He uses the word of God to teach us.
我们如果顺服的话，
If we are obedient,
我们就常常住在主里面。
We abide in the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our God, we thank you and praise you.
因为你给我们看见，我们是在基督里。
Because you have shown us that we are in Christ.
基督也在我们里面。
And Christ in us.
这是你完全的救恩。
And this is your perfect salvation.
我们敬拜你。
And we worship you.
我们求你叫我们能信而顺服。
We ask you to cause us to believe and to trust and to obey,
叫你的荣耀得以彰显，
so that your glory can be manifest.
奉主耶稣的名，
in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.